Faced with a backlog of more than 80 traffic calming requests, the city is looking to make a traffic calming bollard pilot program permanent to help fill the gap. These requests are in addition to the 31 roadways that have already qualified for traffic calming devices and a city budget that allows for the completion of just one project per year. I kind of like the idea of being able to do more, City Operations Committee Chair and Ward 9 Coun. Deb McIntosh told Sudbury.com after this week's meeting, adding that the bollards offer a stopgap solution until such time as more permanent traffic calming devices can be installed. It would be great, because there's quite a long list of streets that qualify for traffic calming, and they have to wait because there's only so much funding, she said. Apparently, this has been very successful in other municipalities. The bollards consist of a series of three flexible posts placed at the sides and center of affected roads as a means of narrowing roads and thereby reducing the speed of vehicles. Each trio of posts are spaced 150 meters apart along the roadway and are installed once Spring Street sweeping and line painting wraps up and are removed by October 31st, weather permitting. A two-year pilot program started in 2019 showed positive results, according to city traffic and transportation engineering analyst Ryan Purdy, whose report cited speed reductions in all locations. The initial pilot program skipped 2020 due to the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic and returned in 2021, when bollards were placed along Michelle Drive, Brenda Drive and Lansing Avenue, which topped the 2021 traffic calming ranking. The 85th percentile vehicle speed dropped in all locations, with the most noticeable drop taking place on Brenda Avenue, where the speed dropped from 58 km per hour to 48 km per hour. A survey was sent to area residents inquiring about how they felt about the bollards, which indicated general support on Brenda Drive and Lansing Avenue but not Michelle Drive in Hanmer, where 56% of respondents said the bollards made the street much less safe. Part of the problem, Purdy said, is that motorists on Michelle Drive used the shoulders of the road to avoid slowing down, which affected cyclists and pedestrians. Despite using a staggered bollard layout in an effort to address this issue, vehicles continued driving along the shoulder. As such, only urbanized roads with sidewalks are being considered as part of the proposed bollard program, as it's less likely that motorists will jump the sidewalks. The cost of installing bollards along the top 10 highest-ranked locations in the city for traffic calming devices is $50,000 the first year and $30,000 for subsequent years' annual installation and removal. The bollards would be considered temporary and put in place until such time as permanent traffic calming infrastructure such as speed bumps and concrete islands are installed. Installing bollards along all 31 roads currently ranked in the city would cost approximately $125,000, including $59,500 for equipment and the balance for labor. Although the resolution that passed during Wednesday's Operations Committee meeting requested that city staff create a business case for bollards at the 10 highest-ranked locations for consideration as part of 2023 budget deliberations, Ward 1 Coun. Mark Signoretti expressed interest in seeing them installed earlier than that. When the motion comes up for ratification during a future city council meeting, he plans on introducing a motion that would have staff come up with a plan to install the bollards this year. While the committee was unanimous in supporting the direction for staff to draft a business case for 2023 budget talks, McIntosh said the success of Signoretti's motion to expedite the process will depend on whether city staff can fit it into their existing work plan in 2022. Meanwhile, this year will see city staff begin a public consultation process for the installation of permanent traffic calming infrastructure along Michelle Drive, which is currently ranked as the city's top priority roadway for traffic calming. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and Political Affairs for Sudbury.com.